to find a graphic artist who could be anywhere across across the world.
Okay.
So that's one way, on an individual level, that people can generate income. So then we can move to a group level or a family level. So how can an individual as a family generate income? I heard recently, someone mentioned to me that within the Korean community, and I hope I'm not giving away a major secret here, but apparently there's a program where an exchange student from Korea can come to Saipan and live with a Korean family, and they can generate, I won't mention the exact figure, but they can generate a sizable amount of change every month just for hosting this exchange student. So that's something that requires no change in anyone's, you know, you don't have to create a product. You have this value, or just an empty couch in an apartment. So on a family level, you can generate income that way. Another idea, I was speaking to Angelo Villagomez of Beautify CNMI, and we were just brainstorming on ideas, and he actually thought of something. Remember I said that we're going to have to ask different questions. So someone looks at stimulating the economy and they say, okay, how are we going to get the hotels back up and prosperous?
Right.
And the question that I might suggest is, why do we need hotels? Hmm. Now, let's suppose that...
Hotels aren't going to like to hear that, of course.
But, right, of course. I know I'll be making some enemies today, but the hotels can get in on this, too.
Okay.
So let's suppose that instead of the traditional model of where a tourist will stay when they come to Saipan, we change the model completely, shift the paradigm, and instead of a hotel that might take tourist dollars and take it back to whatever country that, you know, the tourists the hotel owners are from, we have a system of local families, sort of a bed and breakfast sort of network,
sure,
where tourists, and we market it just like, you know, can market it on the web as a place and enjoy the and experience the culture of Saipan from people who actually live here, rather than you know, the traditional hotel experience. And it doesn't need to eliminate the hotel experience, but it can offer another option where the money comes directly into the families who live on Saipan and do nothing else except sharing their culture and their language with people who want to experience Saipan from a different perspective. So different question altogether. Why do we need hotels? Maybe we can structure something else. And that one, as I mentioned, Angelo, you know, came up. So, but it's ideas like that and questioning the status quo, questioning why things have to be the way they are, that's going to be required in order to change things. And then on the third level, on a national level, there are different questions that can be asked. And I'll give you two examples of that. I was reading recently that in Papua New Guinea, that they've actually started processing coconut oil. And I don't... And I haven't looked at the specifics of this, but I don't imagine there's a lot of processing needed.
Doing it in the Marshalls, too.
Okay, good. So you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
To fuel their diesel engines, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah.
So somebody asked a really silly question. Someone said, wow, gas is getting really expensive. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And someone at a meeting said, hey, why do we need gas? And
then coconut oil.
Let's use coconut oil, and it burns cleaner.
Yeah.
So those sorts of questions. So now, if it can happen in Papua New Guinea, what's to stop it from happening here? Except someone just addressing it and being more creative in their thinking.
Yeah.
So, so there's also something I mentioned in my article about carbon trading. Now, again, a lot of these are just idealistic ideas, and I'm an idealist in my orientation, but there's something called carbon trading, where every country on the planet has been allocated a certain amount of carbon that they're allowed to emit into the atmosphere. So every country, you know, based on, I guess, your size or your population, you have a you can emit, based on your industries, a couple million tons. Now, if you're in an island, for example, that doesn't emit a lot of carbon, you have this carbon allowance that's basically sitting there, and you could be emitting millions of tons, but you're not. But there's another country right next to you that has an industry going, and they are getting dangerously close to reaching their maximum allowed limit of carbon. You trade. So companies, so countries on a global scale can trade their carbon allowances, and that's a way for you to establish a relationship with other countries on a national level and actually generate income that way. Another idea I'd like to put out there along the lines of the coconut oil is, did you know that you can actually, in addition to it being a food source, you can generate fuel and energy using algae? So
we got plenty of that out there.
Right, and it's real simple. Everyone can go in their backyard, put a pot of water out in the sun, and algae grow.
Okay.
And algae grow. So in addition to it being a food source, it can also be a source of energy. And again, I don't know the details of the processing that's involved and what's required, but it's just a different way of thinking about how to address. Now, if India can change its whole brand identity to being a place where companies, Fortune 500 companies, can outsource their call centers, then there's no reason, we have telephones here, there's no reason why people who speak English or whatever language, it doesn't have to be catering to the, you know, to an English-speaking market, but there's the opportunity for different industries to be started. Now, each one of these by themselves may not be the answer to stimulating the economy, but taken as a whole, whether SciPad becomes becomes a leader in ecopreneurism and starts, you know, marketing its noni or its herbs or the coconuts or the algae, people, if we address it on those levels, it may not have to do with tourism. It may not have to do with gambling. It could be a completely different paradigm that we have to buy into in order to re-stimulate the economy. But it's going to come from a different way of thinking, a different way of addressing that issue. So that's just that's for Pat, who asked me that question at the the Rotary Club.
Pretty good answer, yeah.
That's my bigger answer. That it's multifaceted, it's multi-level, and this is just my perspective from as a business person, as an entrepreneur, someone who likes to think creatively, someone who doesn't look I don't use the P word if you've seen my, but not as a problem. I look at things as challenges. And again, knowing that there's value everywhere, there's no reason why we have to be stymied by the challenges that present us. There are opportunities for us to rise to the challenge and redefine Saipan in different ways and the economy and stimulate it that way.
And Walt, you do a Tribune column, and tell us when that comes out.
That's every Wednesday. It's called the Saipanpreneur Project.
Okay.
And it's to encourage people to think along these lines, to start their own business as well, and I give tips and advice on how to do that. And one other thing I would like to mention before you throw me out of here is the welovesaipan.com website that I'd like people to check out.
Sure.
And if I can tell a quick story about that, when I first came to Saipan, I did a little bit of initial research to find out what Saipan was like. And as a lot of people know, there wasn't a lot of information. I found out, you know, specifics about the topography and Mount Tapachao and that sort of thing. But there wasn't anything that really gave me a sense of what life was like here on Saipan. And there was one website in particular that was pretty negative that, you know, painted a really dismal picture. And since I came here to Saipan, I also ran into people who, in their travels to Saipan, also came across that other website. So it really just bothered me that because there was not that much information on Saipan, that a site like that I'm talking about, achieved such prominence and was tainting Saipan's brand identity. So I decided to do something about it. I started a website called welovesaipan.com. And I got together with Angelo Villa Gomez of Beautify CNMI. And he has a very popular blog here on Ireland, on the saipanblogger.com. And we launched a site. And when we launched it on December 6th of last year, we were on page 16 of a Google search for Saipan, which means if you were looking for information on Saipan and you typed in Saipan in Google, you'd have to scroll through 15 pages of listings in order to get to us.
Yeah.
4 months later, based on our efforts, we landed in the top 10. And are currently, if you do a search for Google, it might be 11, it might be 10 today, it varies sometimes. But you now, in addition to that other negative website, there's now a balance that we've been able to.
So when you say top 10, you may be on the front page then.
We're on the front page of Google listings for anyone doing a search on Saipan. So we're getting anywhere from 60, 70, 50 visits a day from people who are now, and then the feedback we've gotten from that is tremendous, because now people are seeing real life stories. And when you check out the site, basically it's just page after page or section after section of people who are telling why they love Saipan, why they moved here, all the great experiences, so photos as well. And people are getting now a balanced perspective of what life on Saipan is like. And people are now considering moving here to start business, to retire, to, you know, to live the paradise lifestyle that we
so think. So you can dive every weekend.
So we can dive in fact, one letter I got from another Saipanpreneur, Mike Tripp, talked about a fellow who saw his website, you know, the Underwater World, and I know you've interviewed him here before, and is now considering coming to Saipan because he loves diving, and this seems to be the place.
It's paradise for it, yeah.
Right, the place to do it. So, so we love Saipan. I'd like everyone to check that out and help us keep that popular.
Very good. Walt, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks a lot for having me.
And I'll have you back. We'll discuss a few more issues the next time. Cool. Louis, let's take time out for a commercial break. We've got one more topic to cover this morning. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Yeah, I apologize for
being
so long-winded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, Christine's going to get to fill in.
Okay.
So, I thought he was out of school. Still going?
No, not yet.
Okay.
He has finals today.
Okay. Well, cut up, Christine.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Walt Goodrich. Goodrich. Christina.
Hi.
Well, you know, I'm a teacher, so I just need to mention something I learned from here, from your speech.
Can I hang on here?
Absolutely, yeah. You don't have to, but